out. There we go.
Are you all right? Here we go. Talking now. My left one died.
We got somewhere now.
Here we go. Can you hear me? It's time to join the podcast.
Hey,
mate.
Fuck off. Fuck off, son.
You know, Chalky,
your mum's going to be watching this, mate.
Yeah, you need to watch what you say, right?
What do you mean?
When we're on YouTube, mate, 10 million views a video, Logan Paul, on podcast, your mum will be watching. First ever podcast. Fuck off, mate.
What should we talk about first, then?
Tottenham Man United.
Tottenham Man United, eh?
Absolutely dodgy, mate. We were actually battering you as well in the second half. Yeah, apparently David De Gea saved more shots in the second half than any keeper has in any game ever.
Yeah, he has been carrying us, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly, mate. And to be fair, that ball from Pogba as well. That was a beauty.
Yeah, outside the foot. The amount of chances you had, like...
Oh no, we didn't even finish, mate. That free kick as well. I thought I was getting in, mate. I only smacked the red black in when I bent over.
Yeah.
I got that excited.
Do you want to talk about your gym idea, Luke?
Oh yeah, right. Chalky, mate, listen to this. Me and Ty had a little one before, right? Rooftop gym. So, like, half of the rooftop is gym. Half the rooftop is, like, under a roof, so like it's a glass room, and then the other half is outside. And then you're like, you know, the roofs you get on like a caravan that you can like pull out,
yeah,
get one of them. So if it starts raining, mate, so at night, and it'll be 24 hours. So if you want to go gym, you can go gym, you can see all the buildings in London, mate. That'd be sick, but it will cost like £50 million.
So,
all things could we do this.
Read the idea, but I'll do some work and you would do some work, Chalky, towards it.
Yeah, Chalky, you can do the guttering, mate. Yeah, to be fair. Wait, do you do guttering at your college?
Yeah.
Have you done
What's
it yet,
that, mate?
Well, you've done guttering already?
Yeah.
Well, I asked it. You got college tomorrow?
I was like, yo, bitch, let me do this, man. I did that and... I passed.
You owe me that, you little shit.
Oh god, what are you drinking?
Dark cake.
Bit of blackcurrant.
Bit of blackcurrant.
I just had the bit of dark. Oh, got a question.
It's not me.
First question in the podcast.
Alright.
If you had the same amount of money as Alan Sugar, what would you do with it? What would be the first thing you'd do with it?
Is money with hit as who?
Doesn't know who that is. Doesn't know who that is.
On The Apprentice.
Of who?
Yeah. The Apprentice. What do you not know who Alan Sugar is?
Chalky?
Yeah, with Alan. Do you know how much... Yeah, if you had that same amount of money as him, what would be the first thing you'd do?
Invest in the
business. Why?
Because then invest in the business.
You have multi billions, mate. You're like a billionaire.
Yeah.
Why? You earn money anyway. You get money from.
Yeah.
You double your money and then just have loads of money. You know? You're an idiot.
£20 million.
You have a billion pounds and you'd invest in a business.
Yeah, well, so when you spend that £1 billion, what are you going to do then?
You're set for life.
You
would have a billion pounds. To invest.
Yeah.
You're always going to have money, so you invest in another
business.
You'd invest
in a business if you had 100 grand.
You still wouldn't have money anyway. You'd be earning money, even though you just don't have to do anything. Because you've invested in the business, mate. Right?
If you had £1 billion, if you're Alan Sugar, you've got money coming in anyway. You own multiple businesses that are making you money. You're getting like £1 million in a day. Uh-huh. What would be the first thing you'd do?
Classic
joke, yeah.
I ain't got a clue what I'd do. Well, I wouldn't know where to start with all that money.
I'll probably buy like a Bugatti or something, Lamborghini.
Then go to a strip club?
Then,
Yeah, nice ones.
Yeah. And then buy about a £20 million pound house.
Yeah. In LA, LA. So it would be dollars.
In LA.
Yeah.
So dollars in LA. And then...
Why? You're in prison. I won't be the leader, so they won't know it's me.
How do you know that, though?
You can't trust nobody these days.
You'll get put in prison like 6ix9ine, though.
Because I'll pay off the police. Because I have too much money.
You'll just bail out. What's the point, then? You're just wasting money. You've already got me.
Because then after that, I'll invest in a business.
You know, Chalky White.
I would buy a penthouse. Blackfriars, a massive building in London. And then I'd...
Of course, London. Why would you not move to America? London,
I'd rather be in London than America. You know what I'm like about London, Chalky, mate.
I'd rather be in LA, mate. I'd love
yeah,
in LA.
And then I'd...
The beach.
And then I'd buy the Shard. I'd buy the old building.
Oh, Neil.
And then I would turn it into a... Like, every floor had a different thing going on. So one floor would have a gym. One floor would have a club. One floor would have a swimming pool.
The Shard is massive. It's literally massive.
Yeah, exactly. So one floor would have every... Like a different thing going on.
I don't think we have enough things, not gonna lie.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there's like 70 floors. I'd have like restaurants on one floor.
Like, you should have like shopping at the bottom and then like.
Yeah, like the first like 5 or 6 floors would, shopping.
I'd buy a Supreme store.
You'd buy the Supreme store.
Bit of Gucci.
Of course, you'd buy Gucci, mate. Classic Chalky. You'd have all the belts, mate. They'd have a collection of them.
Bit of Louis Vuitton.
Would you actually, if I had that much money, I don't think I'd actually wear, like, clothes like that, you know?
I don't think I could be bothered, like, everyone knows you're rich.
Anyone knows you're rich anyway, like, you don't see Bill Gates walking around in bloody Gucci, mate.
Yeah, but you've seen a lot of the geezers.
Hey? Chalk, who is Bill Gates? Who is Bill Gates?
Hmm? So to do with the internet.
Classic Chalky.
Oh, mate.
No, I'm joking.
Owner
Bill Gates, mate.
Yeah. CEO. If you could be the CEO of any company, what would it? Who would you be CEO of?
No point saying mine.
What Gucci.
No, yeah, it would. Nah, it would be Gucci, mate.
No. I'm not saying.
Say it.
What's so wrong with it?
Chelsea.
No. Yeah.
If you are, you thought.
You're probably going to sell a strip club, aren't you?
Is it?
No.
That's a yes, though.
No.
EA, mate. It'd win all the FIFA games.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Okay.
Probably an organisation that I'd go for.
I'd
be a CEO of GTA.
What, Rockstar?
Like CEO on GTA. You know, you can have like your CEOs. Like one of them guys.
Really? You could be the CEO of anything. You could be CEO of bloody Facebook, mate, and have so much money. Or you could be CEO in GTA.
Fair enough.
Classic Chalky, mate. Whoever floats your boat.
Oh, dear.
Right, another topic.
You
James
want...
and Felix.
No.
What topic?
We'll speak about the... You wanted to speak about the Apple products, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, Apple products. Do you think the iPhone XR is... No, the iPhone XS is pretty much a waste of money?
It's a shit phone. It's basically iPhone 5.
The iPhone XS, you tit.
God,
I don't know.
I think the XS is literally the same as the X. It's just gold.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they run out of ideas, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's only 100 quid more, so...
What, I probably would
for a different colour? Sound mine. Yeah, but then the thing, you've got to pay Apple Care... Which is another, 200 quid? Like, if your contract hasn't been out, you've got to pay another certain...
Did you guys hear what Callum Harvey done?
What?
He bought something from Flannel for, like, 140.
Mm.
No, 190, and he could have got online for 140.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That's what I told him yesterday. You do realize, I said, you do realize you can get it online for £1. Like, wait, what did he buy? It's like one to get in the store.
Stony jumper, wasn't it?
It's Stony. Yeah. On flannels on the internet, it's £140. But he wanted to get it in the store, so he spent an extra £60. Is that just my internet, or did you just lag out?
Yeah.
Sure. I lagged out.
Dodgy internet.
Tell Sharon to upgrade, mate. Hey, she's asleep. What thing are you with?
BT.
That's a joke.
BT. Oh, BT.
Wait, is this going on with anyone?
Everywhere.
Luke's YouTube.
Yeah, put on my YouTube, mate.
Fucking idea. Who's posting on their Instagram, man? No one wants to use the you will. I'm sure it's private, mate.
Get the crowd down.
Yeah, I might have to buy an extra large toilet, to be fair. All the Stonies are sold out.
What, is sold out?
Yeah, on the internet.
No.
Yeah. I'm happy I sold my Stony girl. I'd have just waited until I got back in stock. I've never wore them. Did you have my music I was playing earlier? Music? What music? Yeah. You hear it now?
No. Don't get copyright strong, mate.
Don't get copyright, mate. You know, sorry, it's like I'm not allowed in it, am I?
Oh, let's see what else is.
Anyone else want to join? Anyone else want to get joining?
Not today. What do you think about the Southgate rumours?
I think it's absolutely bad.
No, I want him to stay at England.
Yeah, I'm mid so.
Really? You want to stay at England?
Yeah, I'd rather England do better than Man United.
Yeah, I'm going to the next World Cup.
Next World Cup, I reckon Hudson-Odoi is going to be wicked.
Yeah. That'd be shit. It'll go to Bermuda, can be shit.
But he's still English.
I don't think you'll get enough game time.
True. Yeah, no.
It'll ruin him. I can stay at Chelsea.
Sticky one, really.
Chicken soup.
Because if he goes to a shit team, he's just not going to look very good. And if he goes to a good team, he's
going to be Chelsea. Chelsea got a shit team ready, though, so.
Yeah, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, you're funny. We're 1 point fucking behind you.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Champions League game.
What are you on about, Tyler? Man United. Oh, fuck off, mate. When's the last time you won a Champions League, or you haven't?
Yeah, AJ Tracy was at NBA United fans, mate.
Was
he? He put something on his Snapchat, and everywhere.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a ticket for his concert in Oxford?
Nah.
No, they were sold out. Go sort this, Tyler.
You got, before you London-based man, you pussy. Try banter me. I beg you, ask yourself why you support a team from another city and pre the table quickly for me, idiot. Bruv, even Arsenal above you lot and your team cost £1 billion. Shake my head. Fuck out of here. Have that.
Chicken soup. I can at least put I need to reply to it. How was the apprenticeship going,
well,
Tyler?
I wasn't meant to start Friday, but the guy went to France. To do some skiing for a week.
Oh,
so I'm starting next Friday.
Nice.
What about you? Shit. You got your interview Thursday, don't you?
Yeah, interview Thursday, mate. Thursday evening, so I'm going to have to miss
the
game.
The big dick got again.
I might get jocked up down there after. I'll probably come. It won't be at 9 o'clock at night.
I think it's the reserves, isn't it, player?
No, that's what Harry is playing.
No, I'm pretty sure they are playing next week.
Is it Penn and Tyler?
It's the,
yeah,
it's
no, the, that's the reserves. Isn't it? Oh.
That's the reserves. That was today, wasn't it?
No.
They play on Tuesday.
They play that.
Got a feasible podcast, mate.
Chicken soup.
You wanted to speak about the YouTube beef, but I think things all dying out now, isn't it?
Well, I was just kidding. If there was a...
Yeah, KSI posted a picture with Deji.
I think that's all over now.
Chicken soup.
It's really
just to get more money.
Yeah, I know. He got it Yes, I don't know. He's going to hook me up, mate. He won't give you any, to be honest.
I gave him loads. Yeah, you Ben, mate, absolute snake. I used to give him loads of liquid, and now he's giving me none when I ask for some.
Big bro.
So what are you doing? What are you doing? Chicken soup.
Alright, anything else you guys want to speak about?
If you could live in one country, where would you live?
America.
In LA.
America.
Why? Why?
LA. Live in LA, sunny, near a guns. Beach. Near where, yeah, but it's fuck guns. You're gonna get killed, aren't you?
Joking, man.
I'll be out of school by then, so it'll be alright.
Yeah, but loads of people are fat over there. There's no painting, actually.
But I'll be
loads of painting.
Bullshit, mate. Yes, LA. If you live in LA, you're alright. Because it's near the beach, always sunny. There's always that gym at the beach. Doing activities, man.
You don't go gym anyway, Chilky, you fat fuck.
Piss off. I went to stay today.
So that's what you're planning on doing with your life, Chilky? Yeah. Going to LA.
Do loads of drugs.
Yeah, right.
And being a cartel older, member.
Got a shit ton of money.
You actually want to live in LA when you're older?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Who are you planning on living with?
I'm only... Then
you're gonna be a millionaire first. A plumber. Millionaire.
You're gonna be a millionaire plumber, are you?
And move to LA.
Yeah, man.
Good mindset.
Well, I'll save all my money up and my you know, when you retire.
Pension.
So you're gonna be like, how old do you have to be when you retire?
Like
65.
And you're gonna be going
you got a long
gym
way,
and stuff like that, are you?
Yeah, I've seen the people who are like 65 and go to gym and LA still, mate. They're all gym addicts
in LA. My plan of action is do this personal training apprenticeship thing.
Move to the shard.
Shut up, Shulky, you tit.
I live in the shard.
My plan of action. Do this personal training thing. Build the business from there.
Live in the shard. I'll
promote the brand. Get some t-shirts going on, blah, blah, blah. And then hopefully expand the business as much as
I can. To be fair,
I might have to do a Gucci collab. What, you're going to bring... Oh, that'd be sick. Imagine if I made apparel that my clients can wear when they're training with me. Like, when I'm training them, and then I did a collab with, Supreme.
Like a Gucci,
Gymshark, Stone Island Supreme.
Yeah, I'd have a Gucci, there'd be, Gucci trousers and Gucci tops and shit with, my plumbing company all over it. And they're like, oh, where'd you
get it? You're getting dirty.
Plumbing.com's
like, oh, God.
Yeah. So I'll be able to afford it all.
Fair enough.
Chicken soup.
Yeah.
Oh, chill. Anything else, guys? Any other comments?
Chilky's mum.
Very funny, mate.
How's she doing,
children? How'd you do it? She's asleep, mate.
Oh, that's what you think, mate. Surely getting absolutely trundled by Paul, right, mate?
Like, again, this will be going on YouTube, so...
Yeah? Give me PG, please. So, Chilky, first thing you said when you came over, fucking mate.
So that's it, yeah? We're done?
No,
we'll talk about
the
big
thing.
You want to speak about
that idea?
Hey,
you want
to
far
away,
that?
Mate. Off
you go.
No idea.
All right. Let them sort it out. Just don't need to.
I think they will sort it out.
No comment.
Apparently, they're not beefing anymore.
Well, no, Phil put that picture on in Instagram, didn't he? Saying, love you all.
I think that was an attempt to revive it, you know.
I think it'll be sorted out before summer. I'll give it a month.
Do you reckon that was sarcastic, what Phil put on his Insta?
Do I?
Same love you.
We'll get him on next week and see what's going on.
Yeah, we'll be a celebrity guest, mate. James A. Wood, celebrity stud.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he thinks.
Get a new girl. I want.
You meet a new girl today, mate.
Two girls, one night.
That's a day, wouldn't it? Yeah. Get any girl. Oh, no. In it.
They have to do. They have to, it's none of our business. They can sort out themselves.
Yeah, true. Chucky, I told Phil straight earlier.
Did you?
Yeah, I spoke to him about it. I think he got a little bit pissed off, but then I messaged him again. I'm not beefing you. I just want to let you know what everyone's basically feeling.
Mm.
Well, I reckon it'll blow over soon enough. It's like the Ultras, mate.
I don't reckon. I don't, we won't be like the Ultras. I don't see us being like the
Ultras. I think we've got it'll just be all fucked up.
Yeah, but it's not even just like, even if Phil and James saw that, then it's got to be like Seb and James and then Shaw and James. Yeah. So even if we just sort out with Phil,
it's everyone just going to be involved in their relationship, really.
Yeah, to be fair, it was one of them relationships where it was. Yeah, where we didn't.
To be fair, when most people get in relationships, people get involved.
Yeah, because they just want to stick up for him and sort it out. But they should have. Yeah,
come on, and you let's get involved.
It just makes things worse, I think.
Yeah, no, it just messes things up.
So, oh.
Shit.
Any other comments? Area, I'd like to thank Luke Saunders and Jack White on being on this week's podcast.
Hey, don't you dare call me that.
Where's Chalky? Don't call me Jack Chalky, then. Chalky.
Oh, QPG, man. End it and then stay on it because I'm bored as fuck.
Why do you think...
Just state your name, cuz. Have a guess.
Means that
the
fans
know. Let the people know. I don't know why people call me Tony. I still don't remember.
Jack White, because White Saints. Chalk, innit?
Yeah, I know that, but I don't know why.
You know, you said we were Josh Lyons Jr.
Josh Jr. Lyons? No, do you remember when we called Nathan Cabbage?
What, Nathan Cross, eh? Some people still call him Cabbage.
He's gone off to BMW now, so...
I'll meet him for lunch sometime soon, mate. He lives down... He's only down the road from where I'm at.
Where you're at? Yeah. Whitney, mate, you pussy.
No, he's not at the mini part, I don't think.
One, is he the one we... No, he's at the bit with the spring tape bit where he was the other day.
Get the train. I've
been choking, mate.
Should we get some?
Calm in it.
You getting the train tomorrow?
You're driving right. Am I?
What train?
Probably 8:44.
Get the 8:30, you bell end.
It's too early. It's more.
It's like 14 minutes earlier.
Well, he's not
like wrong. Lion Bar? I'm not fucking lying.
Shut up, Chucky. Right, Chucky, you can have sex with this year, mate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell everyone what you told me.
Have you guys heard of The Hunted?
The Hunted?
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Yeah, have you watched Sex Education? That's where I found it.
Jack Woodley and his mate are sending them their application to go on The Hunted.
Oh. Is that the one where they have to escape from the detective people? Where they get
in. Wait, you guys can put your links in like your Instagram and like to watch this.
Yeah, you can check with your Instagram.
No, but he blocked me, didn't he? He blocked me, I'm pretty sure.
Jack Woodley, he didn't give his kit back.
No, sure, you get Yeah. Oh no, she didn't get yours fully done, did you ever?
No, I didn't give it back. No, I don't want to give it back. I bought it completely filled with dirt.
I had to give mine back, mate. He went mental with me. He rang my mum up.
I paid for it.
Oh, he's like, I need that kit, mate. I've got new people joining. I was like, I paid for it, mate. And I pulled your strings, mate. Even so, I pulled strings first season.
If you gave me money for it, I would have gave it back. But no.
And I went and I knocked on his door, and his mum was there.
He came and knocked on my door. Spelled money.
He actually knocked on your door.
Spelled people going on the run. Yeah, I thought he did. Fugitives.
Yeah, from the detective. Yeah. He applied for it.
Yeah.
I say, next summer, we got abroad. That's when he's
like 20 years old, like, plus.
Yeah, and?
Mm. He's acting like a 10-year-old man.
Yeah, it's quite a grown-up thing to do. You have to survive 28 days.
Why?
I could easily do that.
Why you should have goals? Take control of your life. Goals give you focus. Goals give you motivation. Goals help you believe in yourself.
That'd be good for the people to watch.
I'm sure you live the best life.
Yeah, no, be sure. At least you win.
No,
you
but get they're not going to put you on a show if you're just going to sit in a bush. No one likes a camper.
Oh, well, at least you win money.
That's children's
camping.
Sitting in the corner.
There's children in the water there, mate. This is a bloody bush.
How many solo wins you got?
Two.
Two.
One of them is Tyler.
I did this up, mate. Keep that love fit. I've got 19.
Yeah, but you're on BE, isn't
it? Sandwich in.
Today was a good day. Night.
Best day of my life, gentlemen.
I'm not surprised to hear. Look at them.
Oh.
What do they look like on the inside of
them?
We're going to speak about New Year's resolution, aren't we? Alright, Chucky, sit yourself.
What the fuck? Why the new revolution's out the window straight away? Buy a scratch card and 100 quid.
What, you cut out?
No, I'm joking. My new year's revolution is to buy in an extra, have a car, live in that, move out.
By the end of this year or next year?
This year. Have a car.
You want to move out this year?
Yeah.
Join me,
get an apprenticeship. Get a good apprenticeship. I've enough money.
Where will you move to?
One of the flats in Fleet Meadow, probably, mate.
America. Yeah, probably.
Chuck, you're moving to London with me, mate.
You know, if he has an apprenticeship in Dick, why would he do that?
Yeah, get a train every day.
Just to go home.
Yeah.
Where's your apprenticeship based trip in Didcot?
Didcot Sound, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your new resolution, Tyler?
Sound, isn't it?
What's your new resolution?
Oh, it's just going with the flow, mate.
Mine is be able to stay alive.
Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, don't do bloody drugs.
Stay alive. Pass my driving test. Have an apprenticeship.
Any clothing you like, Chalky?
That's goals, mate, not resolution. Whereas, I could say, New Year's, but...
Yeah, that's a goal. I'll probably have 2K by the end of the year.
Yeah, if you have an apprenticeship, probably get more than that.
I can make that in a month anyway.
If you're smart, you know, are you going to say $2,000 after you bought a car and moved out, or?
Yeah, if you're smart, if you're
no more. I mean, there's no more buying the Gucci stuff.
Breaking the pee.
Yeah, I could do that as well. Don't you worry?
You won't be able to, mate. You'll spend all your money on bloody Vapormax and shit, and you'll come out looking like a bloody hype beast.
Easy, get.
My New Year's resolution is to be more mature, I think.
Also, everything. Being less sarcastic, I reckon. because I think that's just annoying.
No, I need to be jerky, but like mature about situations. So like, for instance, James and Felix, rather than beefing them, just like tell them what I think. Also, like, rather than thinking I'm gonna do something, actually do it.
Like what?
Sound. Bulking at the gym. Rather than thinking, yeah, I'll do that, and then it comes up, I actually can't be asked. I'll actually do it. Because I started since the first. I'm doing quite well, to be fair. Also, I need to be mature with money.
Yeah, to be fair.
I need
to
stop spending it on stupid pointless shit, and I need to invest it so I can get more people.
You're working this week, are you?
I'm not sure. Might be. Martin said he'll give me a text, but I've got exams. Wednesday.
Are they mock
and
exams
Friday.
Or are they real thing?
Nah, proper. I've got physiology on Wednesday, and I've got anatomy on Friday, and then I've got revision Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So yeah. I doubt I'll have time. I've got work the week after, which is sound. Plastering on the roof, which should be fun.
1800.
Mum's luck.
Go get the scaffold in, mate. Plaster the roof. That would be silk. What, £70-80 a day, I think. Pretty meaty.
Decent.
Quite a good goal, though.
Does he not work every day?
It's his mouth.
Yeah, he does. But he doesn't always need me. Like, sometimes he just takes me long because he gets lonely.
Lonely.
Yeah, he had to lay a turf. It took him half a day, and he just brought me along, mate, just for the banter. We just laying turf together. It took us about 4 hours. That was it. We were done. He could have had a full day's work. It was Paul White. Was your dad drunk in the pub earlier, Chalky?
No, I don't think so.
No. How's he not drunk, mate? He's always off his tits.
Oh, he's up his nose.
Did you see the Burnley game? They didn't have a shot on target, but they won 2-1.
And they won.
So, like Chalky on
Hello, the Benji Pepper.
Can we do group FaceTime?
That's what I was thinking.
Should we do that? Should we end the podcast and do group FaceTime?
No, rather not.
Why?
Don't want to see my face.
We're in Bali, then, also. No,
don't want to show up my identity.
Not uploading face.
I don't have a Bali
mug.
Bali on me. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm not doing.
Don't want to meet you. Yeah, so we stay on this then for the podcast.
Yeah, let's see what else is trending.
What was I going to say?
Bali on me.
Oh.
Someone died. Who died? Who was it?
Steve. Oh. In this year.
Jesse J. No, she didn't.
Jesse J. died.
She did too much cocaine.
Jesse J.
She snorted it for her ass.
That's a legend. No, that's bad for you.
That's not a funny joke,
huh? Jesse J. What the fuck? Shut up, Chalky.
Yeah.
I think that's not a joke.
Exactly.
Because it does happen sometimes.
Oh, here it is. Manzinger.
No, that's a racist. It happens somewhere else.
He's a former South African Leeds United striker. We're going to have a minute silence in his death.
On the podcast.
That was the biggest bullshit ever. Leeds play. He played 31 games for them in 3 years.
Show some respect, mate.
And scored 5 goals. He's shit.
You're good.
We're going to start.
When we started.
I'm just going to timer. Right now.
Sorry, guys.
That's not funny. I sorry, guys. Respectful, guys.
Right, restart.
She'll be at it first.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, go.
Restart.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, that's enough. You're not going to take it seriously. It's disgraceful.
No, do again. It's quite funny. What was it? What was it? Silence makes me laugh. Oh, you start laughing. I don't know. You start laughing. It's always that.
It's all giggled and I'm now laugh.
Silence. Sorry, guys. That was me. Maybe both of us.
Respect to his family.
When are we starting?
Sorry for your loss.
3, 2, 1.
Let's see what else. Alright, so I guess we'll...
Minute silence.
Oh, we're going to do it, okay.
Be respectful.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, go. Yes, that's it.
Only love went off, mate. It's still clear. What the fuck are we starting? What the fuck are we starting?
Oh, yeah, this is dedicated to the two managers that so rudely kicked us out.
What the fuck are we starting? By the way, it's gonna turn into a spider.
No, you can't, you fucking idiot.
Yes, you idiot. Never.
You can't turn into a spider.
Yeah,
Batman can't turn into a bat.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, he can't.
Chalky, have you watched any of the films?
No, right? I don't give a shit about that shit.
Right, it would be Batman, I believe.
Batman would be an easy.
Spider-Man.
Batman.
Yeah, but in a fight. Yeah, and he's
in a fight.
It, like,
have you seen the recent Spider-Man? That guy's like a little twig. He's not fight. He's not beating up Batman.
Tony O'Man City.
None of them really have powers to kill, though.
True. They're all see pussies.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it, Joker.
Yeah.
That's it, buddy.
So, Wagner leaves Huddersfield. What are your thoughts on that?
You what?
Oh, shut up, you've already got some questions.
I don't give a shit about football.
That's...
You're not the edge.
I ain't calling anyone, Mum. I don't know. In the lounge.
That's not the time to do this, mate.
What are you doing?
Alright, go on. Where's the next question?
Oh, my. Chalky, mate. Shut up.
Hey, me.
Fuck me, this kid. Yeah, what is the next question is, who's your idol? The person you look up to?
Luke Bloody Jones Saunders.
This is a tricky one, this is. I don't really have any idols.
I do.
I don't give a shit.
I do.
Are you the best, James?
Gareth Bale.
And Joshua.
Mum will be Gareth.
Gareth.
Anthony Joshua.
Gareth Clark.
Bale, mate.
Fair enough. I don't know. I don't really have one. I don't. I don't really have an eye like someone with fucking. I don't know.
Rath.
Rath? Is that funny?
Yeah.
But,
next question. What is your?
Probably like.
Oh,
I don't know really, man. I like my mom and dad. Maybe they're mine.
All right. What is your favourite 90s jam?
Nineties. Shit, man! What songs in 90s?
Oh, let me go on Spotify.
Is Oh, I know. Do you know the song? Oh, fuck. Wait a minute. It's like it goes. I want that.
Yeah,
that's a banger, that one.
Mr. Bimbastic. Taliban Dustic.
I'm sure we can't be saying that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, that's 90s. You're not. You're Wait,
is that
90s?
No.
No.
Of course it's not.
Oh. I don't know. Oh, I'm not born in the 90s, am I? Hold on.
You know, yeah,
probably that one.
Mr. Bimbastic.
Funny Fantastic.
Joking.
This is your thing.
I'm going to go for Backstreet Boys, I reckon. I wouldn't get that way.
Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet
That's
Boys.
That's a cracker, that one.
Oh,
nah.
All right.
Look who's back again.
Chucky, what was your answer?
In
the night.
Oh, you know, I haven't had a look yet. I need to have a look at 90s. So
go look them.
If Africa's in it, then it's Africa. Oh, no, bum that. It's Notorious B.I.G.
Wonderwall is also very good 90s music. Wonderwall, I love it with Wonderwall.
I love it when you come with Big
No Scrubs. Pop. No Scrubs. There's a lot of ones that are really
it's
good.
Is Big Pop in 90s? Yeah, it is. It's
my favourite. Oh, do you want to give copyright strike? Can you turn it off?
Oh, Juicy.
One? Yeah, turn it off.
Juicy.
You copyright.
Juicy.
Yeah, mine's Big Popper.
Men in Black.
Mm-hmm. Here comes Men in Black. Oh,
yeah. I do like Westlife, though.
What is Glory Holes?
If I Let You Go, Westlife, listen to it. Brilliant. It's just so good.
They just released a new song.
If I Let You Go, I will never know what my life would be for you.
All this.
Yeah, absolutely banging that. Boombastic. Oh, yeah, Boombastic. Boombastic's actually 90s. He actually
it's
is.
A Boombastic.
Just not Chalky's
version.
Funny Fantastic.
Mr. Funny Fantastic.
He said funny. Living La Vida Loca.
We're going on to the next question. Oh, what is that?
I like 90s hip hop. Really, like, that's my favorite type of music from the 90s. Okay. Like Biggie Smalls, mate.
Yeah, comes some good music there. It's good music choices. I do. That was.
What's the next one? So?
You're all done now, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
What is the funniest thing that has happened to you recently?
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to think funniest. About this. There's got to be something funny.
Ooh.
I watched a TikTok video.
No, the funniest thing that happened to you, Lee. How was that?
Oh. I don't know.
Funniest thing that's happened to me.
Probably tripped on a curb.
Oh, what was it? Oh, I was fucking, it's not a funny thing, it's like awkward funny, kind of, it is funny if you, like, I was in 9 on P store, yeah, and I think Callum and Ben were outside or whatever, and I was getting some, like, peanuts, okay, and I saw them out through the window, and then, like, I waved at them, and, like pointed at something, and then the lady, who was not on the till, saw, there was no one on the till, and the lady saw and she thought I was like telling her to get behind the till, and it was like really like it was like really awkward. You know what I mean? Proper awkward. I don't know what to do because like it's quite rude. It looked seemed quite rude. Yeah, it was not funny, but it's like yeah, kind of. It was funny if you look that. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Probably
the funniest thing I've
recently probably like probably walked into a lamppost, man. I've done that quite a few days ago. Not gonna lie.
Safe, man.
Oh, Neil.
Luke.
I actually don't know.
I had to shit the other day, and my shit got stuck in the hairs on my bum.
Oh,
yeah, cut that out.
Dirty bastard.
Is there no answer then? No answer.
Oh, no. I was trying to search for a video on YouTube. Yeah. You know, when they do like the sex noises on the BBC News, that prank that I played last night. I opened my laptop in college.
Oh, yeah. Playing out of
That's
faster.
You ain't got one.
Yeah. I ain't got another one, mate. No.
You haven't got any?
No, I ain't got one.
All right.
Yeah, none at all. Right. Nothing funny happened to me.
What about Chelsea? Right. Beat
I'm a born old sad bastard. You're funny, aren't you?
All right. Next one is, what do you want to be when you're older?
In a police, or in the Marines. Marines or the police.
You're going to have a friendship.
I want to be a plumber.
I'll own my own gym.
Yeah.
Police or Marines. We'll get to that.
Have my own company.
Julius. You want to go
Gucci belt and...
LA, didn't you?
LA, mate. Yeah, have my own company. With
that, so you want to be a move to LA when you're older?
Gotcha. Alright. What are you known for, would you say? That's the next question.
Fucking massive dick and just an absolute fuckboy.
Arrogant.
I'm joking. No, I don't know what I'm known for, to be honest.
Sound.
I don't want to sound arrogant.
I know. Eggmare sandwiches. That's what I'm known for.
That's what you're known for, is it?
That's what I'm known for.
I'm known for being a spastic.
No comment.
Go on.
I can't think of one.
For being a tank. Breastbag.
Classic one. And now we've got the colour. Describe the colour yellow to somebody who's blind.
Describe the colour yellow to somebody who's blind. One at a time, though. Sunflower.
Oh, God. How are they going to know what the colour that is?
They can't see the sunflower.
How was it described? What?
It's impossible.
You can't, can you?
It's yellow.
Oh, I know. You spell it out to them. And then get them to imagine the words as a colour.
Imagine, no.
If they've never seen the colour before, how
are they not white?
How they can know what yellow is if they've never seen
it? They definitely know what the sun looks like. They definitely know what the sun looks like.
Yeah, they've probably been told, but they probably still don't know what the colour yellow looks like.
What was if they're like blind from like they're a blind person who's already been
definitely
like
not white looks like.
They just
like,
turn blind.
Really, really, when something really bright, white, a bit of a mouldy version of that.
Tyler, I think it's impossible to describe a colour to a blind person. It is.
No, it's not.
Because at the end of the day, they just won't. What? How? Because they haven't seen anything, so they don't know what anything looks like. So they don't have anything to base it off. They don't have to. Like, they don't have anything to base it off of. They don't know anything. They don't know any. Like,
angry or loud. Good evening.
Chalky, mate. Sounds like you're down the toilet.
Yeah, to be fair, Chalky, he's got a point.
And you're definitely just reading stuff off the internet.
Oh, tick tock on the clock.
Oh no. Oh, his fucking internet's blown up. Fucking spastic.
Yeah, he's a big D, mate.
Tick tock in the clock. I just wanna fuck your mind tonight. Suck my ass. I can see the sun like.
We'll just go on to the next question.
How
would
what happened there then?
Oh, here.
I can shit Wi-Fi.
Chucky, were you saying anything, mate?
Did you not hear what I was saying?
No, that's what I'm asking you, mate.
Oh, shit, what about the colour yellow?
Yeah.
Right, there we go.
Fucking robot, sorry, right. Internet.
Yellow is an exciting without being loud or angry. It is a warm, soft colour like a baby chicken, or the warmth of a sunlight in springtime, streaming through a window up a patch on a carpet.
So that's what you're going to tell the blind person?
Yes.
Okay, chicken.
That sounds like they know what sunlight looks like. There's nothing the biggest.
That's what Google told me.
Brilliant. Who was your first
crush?
Thanks,
Jokes.
Okay.
Oh my god, my man. Let's take it back
one,
to
you.
I don't want to say anything to I don't want to expose myself. So, no comment. Oh, celebrity.
Probably
okay.
Perry from Little Mix. Perry from Little Mix. Yeah.
Katy Perry.
I've always had a thing for the lady on Off Brain's Got Talent. I don't know who it is.
Nicole.
No, not Nicole. No, BGT. BGT.
Britain's Got Talent.
Amanda Holden.
Yeah, do you know it's
Amanda Holden.
Yeah,
Holden,
I've always had a thing for her.
Yeah, true as well. Or Lily James.
And now I'm on to bigger things like Kylie Jenner.
I suppose so.
100%. Kylie Jenner's a fucking button.
The button?
The button of a chicken.
Buffing.
She's a button.
I don't know. To be honest.
Luke, what about you, mate?
Too many to choose from.
Mine's Nicole Scherzinger, isn't it?
Who's yours, Tyler?
I said my mate.
Perry,
if you got a tattoo, what would it be of?
Chelsea Football Club. Nah. I'll get a sleeve tattoo.
Hold on.
I don't know, like a lion. Like a lion sleeve.
Probably Gemini or something. That's what it means to
a lion. You were
going to get one on holiday, weren't you? Yeah, I'm bottled up.
Probably like a Chinese symbol. A rose on my hand.
I'll get like a full sleeve tattoo or something.
Full sleeve tattoo.
Yeah.
Full sleeve tattoo, I like it.
You wouldn't last through the pain, mate. Right? You start crying halfway through it.
Silly now.
I want my mummy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'd get, to be honest.
A Tottenham Hotspur badge.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Harry Kane on my arm. Harry Kane. I love Harry Kane.
Get roasted here late, mate.
No, I don't know. Probably
fucking race.
Some Chinese writing that said something.
Said I love Harry Kane and Dele Alli.
Probably like I might have do what KSI did, like have three words that like I live by.
What's that then?
I don't know.
Talking about
shit.
How's that?
KSI. Knowledge, integrity.
Strength, integrity, right. Mate. That's KSI, so.
Is it?
KSI.
What you said?
Nah, probably.
No, dude. Oh,
probably money, girls, and.
Re-listen.
All right, next question. If you were given an elephant, would you give it away or sell it?
What's this again, Tyler?
You've been given an elephant, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, it says you can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with it?
I would you know, one of them birthday things where you can make money out of it, like they take the animals to the birthday party and get them to pay a shit ton of money just to have it for an hour.
I'd go on a safari with it and I'd ride it across the desert.
I'd kill it and probably sell it.
Meats and shit. Meat and skin
and stuff.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know.
I don't care if it's illegal. Mm.
They wouldn't know because you would sell it on like the cartel shit. You're like, get it. You'd take it to Mexico. Dark web and shit, innit?
Let me have a look for some more questions.
No, I got. If you were to get rid of one set in the US, which one would it be?
In the US?
Yeah.
What? Gun control.
One what?
Is that a state?
Gun law.
Is that a state?
A state?
You said one thing in the US.
You said get rid of one state in the US. Which one would it be and why?
Probably
Ohio. They say.
Ohio,
because
Jake the pool is there. I want to get rid of the poolers.
The pool, mate.
I've got to get rid of the pool. Sorry.
I'd probably get rid of
Ohio. I would say.
Probably Kansas. Cause I don't know that.
LA.
Then we'd have no films. Yeah.
I don't give a shit. LA is just overhyped. Apparently, it's just not even that good.
It's just like hot and less of it. What's playing Stings the Farts now? Fuck's sake.
Huh?
What? Where do you want to be in 5 years' time?
Fucking your mum in my bed.
Day. Yeah, read that one.
You said apprenticeship with BMW and
say that. Wait, mate, I don't know why you're laughing, Luke. They used it to be Harry Kane.
What? What are you on about?
So you want to be, Harry Kane in 5 years?
No.
What are you saying, my boy?
What are you most looking forward to this year?
Festival, probably.
Oh, mate, I'm looking forward to the festivals, absolutely.
To be honest.
Just hanging out with friends, you know, just good vibes.
Just friends.
Getting rid of all the fakes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm excited for.
Getting rid of all the fakes. Are you out with anyone there, James?
No. I'm really excited for all the festivals, just being together, I can't wait. Wallingford will also be good. Going there again.
What if you could go back to school for a week? Would you?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Be with my mates.
Piss
around for a whole week. Take the teachers off.
Have sex with a few teachers.
Jesus Christ.
What
was the last gift you gave someone?
Last gift was Christmas. I gave loads of gifts.
Last gift I gave was probably £1 scratch card to my sister.
Nice.
Mine last were bread bins.
Last gift I gave was all in Christmas
presents. Yeah, all my Christmas presents, to be honest. Give her Versace perfume for my mum.
Alright. Next question. You're a new addition to a crayon box. What colour would you be and why?
Black.
Black.
Why black, Chilky?
Because it's just a different colour.
It's just a different... Oh, wow. It's a
colour
wow.
People...
Black's not a colour. Black's a shade.
Whatever. It's a colour people wouldn't usually pick when they're colouring in.
Okay. Yeah, they would. Outlines.
Yeah. Go for blue. Yeah. Navy blue. I'd go for...
Blue is the colour. Football is the game.
I'll go for red because I love Man United and they're red.
I'll probably go for grey. Or gold.
Probably red. I like blood. I like blood.
To be fair, I'll go for like silver. Shit.
I'd go for diamond.
Oh, hello. Who's this?
And diamond.
Diamond.
Diamond. My wrist. My wrist. Shining.
Oh. Are you a hunter or a gatherer?
Hunter. Alex Hunter.
Okay. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Like, gatherer.
I'm reading off a website, mate.
Probably a gatherer.
If you had a chance to restart in life, what would you do differently?
Learn, listen.
Oh, well, that's a good question, to be fair.
Listen.
I'd probably just fucking pay attention.
Yeah, that's what I need. School, that's maybe what, a bit more. I should have done.
Take every opportunity given to you, I reckon. That's what I'll probably say.
Yeah, take every opportunity exactly. In life.
And also just, I don't know.
I don't think I'd do anything differently, you know. Probably not spend money.
Oh, yeah, I'd 100% do stuff differently. You just paid a grand on a watch, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's fake.
It's not. I paid a grand for it.
No, got a wish, mate. He got a wish for £5.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
James actually thought it was real.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Chalky little shit.
He paid £5 off
with. Yeah, it's not even real, mate. It looks so fake. I just bought it for the banner.
Oh, Luke, what's happening?
Does it feel like diamonds?
Does it feel like diamonds?
Mate, it actually feels quite real.
All I'm saying, I wouldn't really do anything really much different. I just like listen. Probably just watch myself a bit carefully, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Isla.
Don't know anything stupid.
Oh, I'm running out of questions now.
My coil's burnt.
Oh no, that's not good.
Right. Any more? Anything anyone else wants to talk about?
I don't mind, man.
I've got some questions.
Go on.
What do you feel most proud of in your life?
Fucking doing what I want.
Huh?
Yeah. What I'm proud of.
Probably playing football.
Playing football, that didn't really go well.
Probably good.
He's out. He's out. For 16 years of my life, it did.
I don't know, just what I'm proud of is just, I'm proud of
where I'm at now.
Just, no, I don't know.
I'm not at all.
Are you kidding?
I'm probably proud
of Genji Gym and actually staying at Genji.
Oh, yeah, 100% now I am, yeah, because I'm keeping going.
What is your favourite song?
I don't know.
I'll
have to look them up.
Favourite song right now is probably...
Gunloo.
Probably, at the moment...
Chicken Soup.
Is probably Bozy by Lasky. That's pretty good at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, fuck, I like that.
Mine is probably... let me have a look at my playlist.
Oh.
Probably Noticed by Lil Mosey.
Mine's probably...
Fucking hell.
But
I do like a bit of...
I really do like Hangman by Dave.
Well, I'm probably
fucking six on.
Probably No Good For Me by Young and Notes and Jermaine.
Like some depressing shit as well.
Will Smith, mate, by Get
Them. Die Young. Die Young by Roddy Rich.
Right, anyone?
Mobamba.
I've got same.
Right,
same.
I'm going boozing.
Baby!
How often do you change your coil?
Huh?
How often should you change your coil?
If you've used like heavy, if you use it heavy, like probably like every week.
Okay, I'll probably change it in a bit then.
Depends if you used it like quite a lot and you've been holding it down for a while. You know what I mean? I'm taking big hits.
Mm-hmm. If you could only keep five things, what would they be?
My house.
I think, yeah, my house.
Car.
Family.
Yeah, I do.
Wait, is it like what kind of things? Like
possessions.
So not your family. Like it's nothing like that. It's just
no. It's like what you own.
Clothing.
Phone.
Don't be butt naked.
Phone clothes.
AirPods.
To be fair, that's quite a good idea.
Not phone. No accessories. So that's basically everything.
You Gucci belt for one.
So accessories, clothes, money, and food. And then things I forget.
You have no money, so there's no point in fucking keeping that.
I have money, mate. I need about 400 quid.
Right, Chill, you need to flex man. On us.
Times out by three.
Is that much you've got?
That's what I have.
God, that's nothing, mate. See my savings account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I swear you're not allowed to access that to your 18.
I can access it when I want, mate, because I'm going to probably use it for this personal training thing.
Oh, well, the first podcast has gone up on Stitcher.
Not safe.
The first podcast has gone for 41 minutes. I'm loving myself, guys. Thanks for letting me come on.
What teacher in school has made an impact on you and why?
None of them made an impact on me. They should be sacked, mate.
Miss Hort made a massive impact.
That's rabies.
Massive
impact.
She got
me from bottom set to top set.
Miss Hort got me, boosted me. She is probably my favourite teacher.
Oh, she had the
Hopkins was also a good one. Probably, what's her name? Fucking Australian one.
Oh, Miss Hub, they didn't help you at all, James. She probably just looked fake.
She did.
She was busted.
Miss Hudson, he helped me, but he was awesome. He didn't like me. Never did like me. He added me at the fucking do that video and everyone is saying goodbye. Miss Hudson added me for my bloody trousers.
Hello, the trousers.
The twat.
Wait, what was wrong with your trousers?
My jeans are ripped. Do you know when I was using ripped jeans and non skin form? And then me and him nearly had a fight and bloody. Assembly.
I remember that.
Legend.
Yeah, I remember that. No, I don't.
Mama.
He's about to get the meaty bang.
Meat bang. Shut up, you
fucking... Meat bang. Fuck up, you wetty...
Pussy out.
Fucking hiding behind the fucking screen, boy.
Shut up, James. You said you were going to bang Felix next time you saw him. You didn't do anything.
No, I didn't.
Did.
One way.
So on you, look now, man.
Shit. What would you like to eat for your last meal?
Ever.
Like you're on death row.
Ever.
One meal. What'd be your last meal?
A fat roast dinner.
One would be barbecue ribs, mate.
Roast dinner, yeah. Let's go for roast dinner.
Where's some scrambled eggs? I need to get protein.
Hell no.
Or like...
Yeah, you've got to live on a high.
On the seeds, mate, so grow into a tree.
Oh, that's pretty sick, he's there.
I fucking eat a bumblebee, so I turn into bumblebee.
Eat another human, so I'll be a human.
Right, it doesn't work like that, Chill.
Oh, dear.
What's something that no one else would guess about you?
No. No one would guess about me.
Yeah.
I have a massive todger.
No, I'm still a virgin.
That's a good one, Chokes. I write that. Probably that I'm a really nice guy.
Probably that I'm gay.
Nice man.
Really, that's nice kind of funny, like.
Probably that I'm a Tottenham fan. Actually, probably that I like playing badminton.
Are you fucking
game? Men? Literally, shut up.
I just really like talking to myself. So, like, everything I do, I talk to myself.
I talk to myself. 100%.
That's I'm nice. Really dancing to music when I'm on my own.
I get in the phone or...
drill music gets me on.
The Wii.
I get in the Wii.
Probably pulling loads of birds whenever I want. Joking.
Probably love playing the Wii Sport.
Safe.
Thank you.
Got another question.
Go on.
If you could be doing anything anywhere right now, what and where would it be?
We're sat on a beach in LA with 6 different women.
Why 6?
Don't know. Feel like it.
Feel like it.
I would probably be... I don't know. I'd want to just be sitting in like a fucking nice beach. I don't know, like I don't know where the beaches are. Probably, I don't know.
I might probably be in the gym at night time in London with my bird at home, sending me nudes, mate.
To be fair, I'd probably be fucking Pen Beach, glass of Henny, girl on the side of me. Rolly on my wrist and just
classic rapper
into the sea, really. In it. I've been to fuck. I've been in Dubai. Maybe in Dubai.
Thailand.
What?
Got one.
Got one. What? What was the question?
If you could be doing anything anywhere right now, what and where would it be?
Probably. You know, probably sightseeing somewhere, I'd say.
Nice.
Probably in Oxford, fucking my girl.
So,
what are you doing right now to improve yourself? Like in
sitting down, smoking, vaping.
No, not as in right now, but like in life at the moment.
Gym.
Nice.
Just looking, just like I'm realizing. Like,
I'm in the world.
Realising everything now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mine's probably starting this personal training thing. Moving out. Chucky? Buying ice.
Guys in the toilet. Right?
Getting an apprenticeship or, yeah. I've always said that. Oh, I think Chucky's girl.
Chucky's gone for a pee.
What?
Hello,
guys. I got hoes calling on your motherfucking door.
Right, Chucky, what are you doing right now in life to improve yourself?
Getting interviews for apprenticeships.
Nice,
man. That's actually good.
Sam, looking for an apprenticeship. I'll probably say
Fucking goes cold.
I'm in the gym, which is training me up for what I want to do, and it's brilliant.
What's one thing you've had to overcome in your life?
And not be a dick.
Shit.
We've got to overcome.
That I've got to, or have.
Well, yeah, like,
probably.
something that's happened in your in your life that you've had
16,
to, like,
17 years
get past?
Death.
Probably drugs.
100%. Oh, yeah.
Disgraceful,
guys.
I never really went down that route.
Anything else, Link?
Mm-hmm. I'm just flexing my watch.
Go!
Anyone else want to talk about anything?
Oh, I got some more questions. What did you learn about yourself from your previous relationships?
This is a big one, mate. I got like fucking 20 comments, mate.
Let him have them all.
I don't know. Wait, is it like your past relationships?
Yeah, your previous one of your relationships you've had.
One relationship.
You don't have to be going out with them, just like with someone, if you know what I mean.
Well, my past relationships, I have experienced that you cannot believe things they say, and you cannot. I don't know. You don't fall. Fuck it. Don't. Now I know. Just don't like put everything into it.
Yeah.
Straight away. You know what I mean.
Mine's probably don't be a dickhead.
Don't be a dickhead, son.
Yeah, be fair, I wish I did. I wish I was more of a. This is the opposite. I wish I was more of a dickhead.
Mm.
I was too soft.
How do you handle being in a bad mood?
Put some music on. Sit down and
I start smacking my bed, my door. To be honest,
I punch my door.
That's what I do.
If I was in a bad mood, I put some heavy music on and just sit there. I'll probably just sit there and listen to deep music. Always makes me happy. Usually, if I'm in a bad mood, or people piss me off, I just whip out my bank account and just look at it. And then,
you actually well
arrogant. Well, stop up.
Yeah, I'm joking. I don't actually do it. I'm just taking myself.
Yeah, look who I am now, man.
Yeah, so that's what we'll all be like when we're older. I'll just look at my bank account.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, cool.
Safety.
What do you wish someone would ask you?
How's life?
I wish someone would ask me.
What would you get? Would you like £15 billion?
Do you want
to be fair? That's quite a clever answer.
My house?
I know my things. I know my things.
Yours is just money and hoes, mate. That's what you think about.
To be fair. I got hoes.
Hoes, car. Oh, 52 minutes in. 50 minutes in.
Let me set some more questions up. How big should
What do you regret doing? One thing you regret doing in your life?
I cannot say, because it's a bit harsh.
What is it, Luke?
I'm not allowed to say.
Fuck off, I'm in the festival, you're always it.
What? It's about somebody, is it? Though, so.
Huh?
Say it.
Oh, that's harsh.
Almost done. Yeah, you get on my deck spot, didn't you?
Definitely know what you're on about.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul.
What is it?
Quite obvious. What are you doing about?
Obvious? I don't know.
Wait, you didn't really care in the past anyway, so why don't you? So...
Yeah, true.
What is it? They would listen to it.
They might.
They might. Okay, just say it then.
No. they will know who they are. Who he's on about.
I don't know who it is. Who is it? Todd, who is it?
Wait, one thing you regret. You regret, yeah?
Yeah. Luke.
Is it?
Oh, I know.
It's obvious.
Oh, I see it. I know.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Waffles.
Croissants or chocolate?
Croissant, probably.
A croissant. You've got a love of croissant, don't you?
Chocolate.
I did love my croissants in the morning, mate.
Chocolate and croissants.
I do love my croissant and Marks and Spencer's and Whitney every day.
Hot chocolate or coffee?
Coffee.
Hot chocolate.
Coffee. Morning or evening?
Evening.
Or morning.
Work or school?
Work. Day or night?
Night.
Day.
Night.
So
it's karma. Day or night. The day or night.
Love or
day money. Or night. You know, I think money right now.
Yeah, same.
Wait, what? What was it?
Love.
Money, because then you can pay for love as
they
well.
You can't pay for a stripper. That's what we're doing.
Oh, yes.
Pay for your mum.
Whoa.
Boat or plane?
Boat.
Plane. Gets around faster. I have my own jet. Private jet.
It's not a plane, though, is it?
Fucking plane to me.
Yeah, it's a plane.
It's a type of plane.
What do you mean it's a plane?
It's still a plane.
Of course it's a plane.
What's a jet, mate?
Gold or silver?
Silver.
Gold.
Silver with diamonds on, icy silver.
No, it's not a question.
Yeah, we didn't say diamonds, we say gold or fucking silver, you spastic.
Leave it out.
Who's winning the Premier League?
Tottenham.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Fucking Liverpool.
Liverpool. Champions League.
Champions League Madrid.
PSG. Who's still in it? PSG might
be. We're going to knock them
out. Not PSG.
I reckon Dortmund will.
What's that team called again? Bayern Munich. No, not Bayern Munich. Barcelona, that's the one.
Too confusing.
Money or fame?
Fame.
Yeah.
Fame gets you money, so probably...
I'll probably do money.
No.
Actually, money. Money, probably.
Go away.
Living room or bedroom?
Seven.
Bedroom.
Go away. I don't know. Go away. It's probably for my bloody... Yeah, I know. Yes, I know, because there's chocolate about it in my bed. Alright, nice. No, I got work, ain't I?
Oh, my days,
bro. Oh, yeah, because I got driving 2 hours, and then work. Then I'm going out, and then I got work again.
Gosh, man.
What did Grampy say? Is it going to be safe to drive a ship tomorrow? Yeah. Because you're driving. He said, will it be safe to be driving around Didcot tomorrow? Question mark. What do I put to that? No, I'm driving on the roads or something.
Sure,
if
you want.
No, don't drive on the road. I'm going to hit you.
Alright, bye-bye. Dickhead.
Is that your mum?
We're nearly hitting an hour, guys. Nearly hitting an hour. It's a long podcast.
No, we'll have to count the first, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Being too warm or being too cold?
Shut the door, Mum.
Being too cold, so you could do more things.
And you've been too warm. I have.
Do the coffee thing, or do you like tap the side of your mouth?
I don't know. I didn't really do any of that. Oh,
yeah. I got cold.
Yeah, okay, cool.
What more questions?
Where's Ben then? I thought he was joining.
Anything else, guys, you want to ask?
No. I got nothing.
No.
Family or friends?
No. Friends.
trust shit.
Me too.
Well, my I consider my friends to be family. So.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
Dude.
Nah, man.
It only counts if you're gay.
Not my friends. Never my friends. You never know who's going to turn your back on you.
Oh, yeah.
We've never turned our back on you, actually.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, I'm joking. Chill.
Anything else, guys?
What would you rather eat? Crabs. A rat or a chicken?
Chicken.
Dick or vagina?
Vagina.
You weird. Vagina.
Vagina.
Now we're just answering unnecessary questions.
No, no. I've got a few coming up. Just give me a minute.
I'm falling asleep.
Give me a fucking minute.
Sorry, I can't hear you over my icy watch ticking.
Oh, Neil. Does it even have numbers on it, mate?
No.
It probably has a GPS.
Yeah, it does, James. You've cracked it now.
I got home.
Three bourbon custard.
I'm getting some.
Before bed. Very nice.
Would you rather lead a boring life from here onward or be reborn with all your memories into a baby of the opposite sex?
No.
Opposite sex?
What do you mean, no?
You can't just say no.
First one.
Would you rather have a stomachache or have a headache?
Headache,
yeah.
Fuck, stomachaches are fucking shit, man.
And I hate stomachaches. Same. Would you rather have a lisp or have a lazy eye?
Lazy eye.
Lisp.
Oh, probably a lisp. I'm having a lazy eye. Fucking hell. Lazy eye.
Would you rather always disappoint people or always anger people?
Disappoint.
Yeah.
Shit, that's the fun. Probably anger people. I think it's quite funny. I got hoes calling.
Would you rather go swimming with sharks or swimming with alligators?
Sharks.
Or rather go swimming with alligators.
Sharks, you get on the back end of them and they won't kill you.
Same for alligators.
They're just whacking their tail at you, mate.
I don't know, mate. Probably sharks.
Right. Sit on a cold toilet seat or sit on a warm toilet seat? What?
Cold.
Warm, 100%. Why cold?
Warm means someone sat on it, mate.
What?
Oh, yeah, to be...
Yeah, it's still nice though, isn't it? Warm, it's nice. You never know who sat on it before, yeah.
Oh, man.
Would you rather live in a world with no spiders but all the other bugs that are at their current population, or live in a world with only spiders but with a 50% increase to their current population?
First one.
A 50% increase is big. 50. Yeah, first one.
That would, like, mean... For every 2 spiders you see in a day, there'd be another one.
Fuck.
That's not a lot. Those big dangerous ones what I'm scared of. But then they're not going to be in England then, so...
would you rather bring back 90s style music or stick with the current trends?
Stick.
So.
Stick with the current music. 100%.
If I could trade a few, yeah. But...
Yeah, no. I'll bring back
like 6
Lionel Richie.
6-9.
Always be sweating or always appear shivering cold?
Shivering.
It's always shivering cold. Like if you're sweating,
then just like your clothes and yeah.
I can't be sweating, I want to smell nice.
Only read. Oh shit, that's a shit one. Have no thumbs or only have thumbs?
No thumbs.
No thumbs, yeah.
Because you can just like get like the metal thumbs and put them on.
Put them on.
Only have thumbs because it's harder to pick up things without thumbs.
Of course, you know, how are you going to walk? How are you going to?
How are you going to walk?
You have no arms. You have no arms.
You only have thumbs.
You have no hands. You only have the thumbs.
Only speak in words that begin with H, or not be able to say any words that have the letter E in them.
Second one.
Yes. A... have no eyebrows or have a unibrow.
Unibrow.
No eyebrows.
No unibrows,
and then I can just colour them on.
sorry. Right. Where's good? Be married to someone that doesn't love you, or be married to someone that don't love. That you don't love.
Be married to someone that I don't love.
It's lose, really. So.
No, it's not. It's not lose if you're married to someone you don't love, because then you know they love you and you don't
love you.
It's not really a loss for you, is it? It's a loss for them.
Yeah, but you don't want that in your life, do you, really? Because you want someone you do.
You don't want it.
No.
You're never going to find
out. If you have someone who you they don't love, who don't love you.
Breast or bae?
Bae.
Bae.
Breast for me, mate. Bae, mate. Shit comes out of that.
Milk comes out, so it's fine.
Yeah, and your problem is.
You know what else comes out your ass, mate? Right?
Yep, nice one, Chokes. If you wanted it. Never shave again or never cut your toenails again. Never and fingernails.
Never cut your toenails.
Oh, toenail. Nah, I don't know.
Might be never shave again. Because I've got a little beard problem. Anyway.
Toenails problem. So, probably going to break off after I'm going to.
They're like, you've got to see them back on every time they come off.
kill a unicorn in front of thousands of children, or kill a beloved dolphin in front of thousands of children.
Unicorn.
Kill both.
I'll kill a unicorn.
I'll kill a unicorn because it's not real anyway.
Ooh, nice thinking, Chucky.
Be caught at home watching Sex in the City by yourself, or be caught in a bar with a pink martini in your hand.
Oh, caught in a bar with a pink martini. So at the end of it, it's all alcohol, isn't
it? Yeah, too fair.
If you don't care, if you're drinking alcohol, ooh, get it down you, get it down you.
That's like your party, mate.
Oh, God.
Go
to ask you what?
Only eat breakfast cereal or only eat pasta?
Breakfast cereal.
Breakfast.
Would you like some breakfast?
Mars bar, baby.
Alcohol, fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drinks.
Drugs. Joking. Alcohol.
No. No.
Alcohol? End up dying, mate.
Okay. Well, smoking or drinking alcohol?
Drinking alcohol.
Smoking or drinking alcohol.
You were just listening to the songs that we wrote there.
No.
Probably drink alcohol.
Chalky?
Yeah, alcohol.
Nah, fuck off, Chalky. Don't lie to us.
No.
Definitely the smoking.
Oh, my day.
No.
I like the smoke. Get hit by a bus or watch your mum get hit by a bus.
What was the first one?
What did you say?
Get hit by a bus or watch your mum get hit by a bus.
Get hit by a bus.
Watch your mum get hit by a bus.
Second one.
I'll get hit by a bus.
Oh, yeah, for anyone, mate.
No, to be fair, I'll take the first one, get compensation.
You're going to die.
Fucking Butler, you'll die.
Ali, fuck off, Ali. That video gets me out.
Yes, I'll take the second one, then I get condensation. Sick, for it.
Condensation?
Compensation.
Condensation.
Right. Milk yourself or lay an egg?
Lay an egg.
Milk yourself. Lay an egg would get a kill.
Milk myself.
That wouldn't.
Come on out your ass, mate. Technically,
when you piss, you milk yourself. So.
That's very good logic, James.
When you shit, you're basically laying an egg, so. Either way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm back in.
Mate, I just threw about 50 rings in a row there.
Oh, I think this is going to be the end, guys.
End?
James is enjoying. Thank you, True Journey.
James, what do you want to sweep out in, James?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't care, man.
Well, you said earlier you want to get things off your chest, so...
Yeah, come on, James.
Oh. Yo, you guys know it all. You guys know the story. You guys know what's going on. You know my point. I want to see... Luke, what's your view, man?
I think you should stop being gay.
Me? What do you mean, stop being gay?
Is Lily staying at Callum's house tonight?
Change the subject.
Might have to cut that one out.
Fuck.
I'm
not on a school night, no.
Nah, I think that... I think that Felix needs to try and resolve the issue rather than just try and squash the beef. Because that if he just says he wants to just squash the beef, it makes him look a bit like he doesn't really care. He's doing it for his own benefit. Whereas if he wants to actually resolve it, it shows that he actually does give a shit.
Oh, I want to resolve it. That's why when he starts joking about it, I don't want to talk to him about it. Because that's when you're not resolving issues.
How would you change a coil?
Oh, take
your tank, you don't even know how to change your pants, man.
See what happens. Give it time. I think time probably the best.
That's the best one.
What's the liquid in it? I have to use it all up
No, you don't. So, yeah, turn it upside down on the glass.
No comment.
These kids.
Luke, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it right now.
Yeah, I know.
You need liquid to do it.
Alright.
No, you don't. You need to put coil in the in. You need to put liquid in the coil as well. So don't do it now.
No, you knob.
If you have no liquid, don't do it.
Why is it gay?
I'm just waiting.
So that's it then. Thank you guys for coming on.
Tomorrow night, a little later when I've got work until 9. We have to start at 9 tomorrow, boys.
It's not all about you, Joe.
Start at 9. Yeah, guys. Yeah, thanks for listening what I have to say. I just want to... just say thank you. Having my back and just watching out for me. It really means a lot. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That was really inspirational.
I want to say to everyone out there, stay the fuck out of my life. Just stay the fuck out of my life, and that's literally all I gotta say. To all the people, you know who you are. I don't need to name any names because you're fucking twats at the end of the day. And if you want to say something, say something to me privately. That's all I gotta say. Thanks, everyone. Good night, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Peace out.